Welcome, friends. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, one of the largest online natural health news websites in the world. And today, sit back. I've got an interesting show for you that could be very transformational, because we're going to talk about your beliefs and how your beliefs impact the health results that you're getting. And by the end of this show, I'm going to give you some ways to change those beliefs for the better so that you can actually take control of your health outcome instead of leaving it in the hands of the doctors and the drug companies and the FDA and the mainstream media and all those people who think it's more important to make money off of you than actually to show you how to be healthy. And it all does come down to your beliefs. To begin with here, we're going to counter some myths out there, because there are a lot of myths, a lot of misinformation that has been programmed into the public's mind by conventional medicine. And when you believe that misinformation, it turns you into a victim. All right, first myth. They want you to believe, and when I say they, I mean conventional medicine, the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, the med schools, the FDA, the hospitals. They want you to believe that you have no control over your health. They want you to believe that your health is, in fact, just a matter of chance. And they use all kinds of words to convince you that it's a matter of chance. They talk about risk, like you have a certain risk of getting cancer or a certain risk of heart disease. And they might talk about certain types of things raising that risk a little bit or lowering that risk a little bit, but they never say that you have control over it. For example, if you used to smoke and then you stop smoking, they would say, well, you've reduced your risk of having heart disease or lung cancer, for example. But they never say that you really have control over it. There's still always an unknown chance. And if you have parents who had certain diseases like heart disease or cancer or dementia, then they really want you to believe that you must also follow in the footsteps of your parents, that you have no choice in the matter, that you're trapped, essentially, by your genes. And therefore, it doesn't really matter what you do, and you might as well give in to conventional medicine and start getting those chemotherapy treatments, regardless of whether you really need them. It's true, there are women who have had double mastectomies, even when they had no breast cancer whatsoever, because they were scared into it by their cancer doctors, who said, well, if your mother had breast cancer, then you're going to get it, and there's nothing you can do about it. And these women had their breasts surgically removed. I'm not making this up. I couldn't make it up. But that's how much fear the system has instilled into people. And that's how much disinformation that they've actually been able to make people believe. But you don't have to believe that. But let me give you some more examples of the kinds of things that they want you to believe. You see, it's not just that they want you to believe that disease is a matter of chance or bad luck. They also want you to believe that your genes control your life. They want you to believe there's a gene for Alzheimer's, for example, and if you have that gene, you're going to get the disease no matter what you do. You see the headlines from time to time. They say, we've discovered the gene for diabetes, or the gene for cancer, or the gene for heart disease, or whatever. You see these headlines all the time. They say they've discovered the gene. You know, from a scientific point of view, this is nonsense. There is no such thing as a gene for cancer, or a gene for Alzheimer's disease, or a gene for any of these conditions, because you know why? 100 years ago in America, when people lived off the land, when they didn't use all these toxic chemicals on their skin, when they didn't take a lot of pharmaceuticals, and when they didn't have all the pollutants in the air around them, and when they didn't eat a lot of processed food loaded with carcinogenic chemicals, they didn't get cancer. Cancer was extremely rare. Doctors had to actually travel hundreds of miles just to find a cancer patient to study. Heart disease was rare. Diabetes was almost unheard of. Obesity, it happened, but it was also a lot less common. Well, if these diseases are caused by your genes, then why didn't your ancestors just a few generations ago get all these diseases and die? as people are doing today in modern society. In other words, if these diseases were really caused by your genes, then the prevalence of those diseases in modern society should be about the same as it was 4 or 5 generations ago, correct? Because the gene pool has not changed that much. The gene pool has barely budged in 100 years. I mean, in terms of genetic mutation and adaptation, 100 years is virtually no time whatsoever. It takes hundreds of thousands of years for species to really alter their gene pool in dramatic ways, at least humans. Insects, of course, can do it faster because they're reproducing faster. But humans, it takes a lot longer, at least tens of thousands of years. You don't get gene pool changes in 100 years. And that means that the idea that you get disease based on your genes is a lie. It's a false belief that the system wants you to believe because it serves their interests. Now, how does it serve their interests? Well, think about it. If you are gullible enough to believe that your disease is caused by your genes, then it does two things for conventional medicine. Number one, it puts them in control. It means that you have no control because obviously your disease or your health is predetermined. You see, if you believe that lie. So it puts them in control, meaning that the only way to stop the disease is through intervention. Intervention usually through some pharmaceuticals or chemotherapy or surgery or some kind of other radical procedure that just happens to make them a lot of money. The second thing it does for them is it disempowers you, the patient. It takes away all hope. It demotivates patients from finding solutions that might prevent disease. And that also serves their interests, the hospitals, the drug companies, the doctors. Because remember, healthcare is a profit industry, and they don't make any profits when you avoid being sick. So if you avoid expressing those genes, and we'll talk about this in more detail in a second here, but if you avoid expressing the genes that cause cancer or expressing the genes that cause diabetes, and you actually stay healthy, then you deny revenues to that industry. And they don't like that. Nobody who owns a company likes it when they lose money or lose customers or lose repeat revenue. They don't like that. So you see, the whole idea of you being in charge of your health outcome is exactly the opposite of what conventional medicine wants you to believe. And that is why they invest so much money in the propaganda, in the PR, in the television advertising, and in the fraudulent scientific studies that come up with these crazy conclusions that say there's a gene that causes cancer, or if your parents had this disease, then you're going to get it too, and therefore you should start taking medicine today even though you don't even have the disease yet. You see how this works? It's a huge scam. But it all comes back to your beliefs. Now, if you make a choice, if you make a choice along the lines of personal freedom, and you choose not to believe those false ideas, and instead you choose to believe the real truth, which is that you have near total control over your health, that you can determine your health outcome, then all of a sudden, instead of only having one predetermined outcome of health in your life, you now have a whole universe of new options available to you. And that's great news, because it means now that wherever you are in your life with your own health right now, physical health, emotional health, physiological health, or even chronic diseases, wherever you are, you now have the knowledge that it takes to change that outcome from here forward. You should know this, that you are not trapped by your genes, and your health is not a matter of luck. Now, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to give you some very powerful techniques that you can use to exercise that control and greatly enhance your health. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we are continuing our exploration of the issue of health freedom, personal health responsibility, and how you can immunize your mind against the lies, the distortions, the false beliefs that conventional medicine is trying to put into your head so that they can convert your body into a profit center for them. Sounds kind of radical, but stay with me. We're going to talk about this in a lot more detail. Now, in the last segment, we talked about how conventional medicine wants you to believe that you're a victim. They want you to believe that your health outcome is a matter of bad luck or directly influenced by your genes. Now, let's talk about your genes a little bit more here. What they don't tell you, and this is true across the board, the researchers, the drug companies, the FDA, even your doctor typically doesn't know this. What they don't tell you is that even if there is, quote, a gene for cancer or a gene for dementia or Alzheimer's or heart disease, even if such a gene actually exists and is identified, then it is the expression of that gene that determines your health outcome. And that gene can be either suppressed or it can be irritated and overexpressed based entirely on the decisions that you make about your lifestyle. Are you following me on this? So even if there's a gene in your cells that causes cancer or that's attributable to the control over cancer growth in your body, you can keep that gene suppressed for your entire life by doing things like eating anti-cancer foods. And there are many, many anti-cancer foods, such as broccoli or all the cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, for example. You can eat garlic and onions and kale, and these are all anti-cancer foods. And there are many, many anti-cancer foods available right now. In fact, if you want to go to naturalnews.com and search for anti-cancer foods, you'll get a whole list of them. You can also do things that suppress cancer genes, like getting more vitamin D into your body. And you do that through sensible sunlight exposure. Get sunlight on your skin without the sunscreen, because the sunscreen blocks the ultraviolet radiation that your skin needs in order to generate vitamin D. And the science on vitamin D shows that the presence of it in your blood in sufficient quantities halts 4 out of 5 cancers. 4 out of 5 cancers, about 80%. It's incredible, but that's exactly what the science shows. So vitamin D, in effect, prevents cancer genes from being expressed. Now, isn't that an interesting concept? You see, when they run these headlines that say, oh, we've found the gene for breast cancer, they never tell you the rest of the story, which is, oh, and by the way, you can suppress those genes by eating broccoli and having vitamin D and not smoking cigarettes and getting exercise and doing all the common sense things that are good for your health. You see, the truth is, folks, we all have genes that both prevent disease and promote disease. So when science runs around and says, we found the gene for heart disease, It's sort of like walking into a forest full of pine trees and announcing an amazing discovery that you've just found a pine cone. You know what? They're everywhere. Everybody's found a pine cone. Everybody has pine cones. This is not a major discovery to say we've discovered the gene for cancer or the gene for heart disease. Everybody has these genes. Everybody has the genes to stay healthy, and everybody has the genes that, if activated in with the wrong chemicals, chemical exposure, for example, that they could become promoters of cancer or promoters of heart disease or promoters of diabetes. We all have these genes, folks. This is not anything new. So in essence, there's really no such thing as a gene that causes cancer. There is a gene that can control the expression of cancerous cells and cancer tumors. That's what it is. It's more like a gateway. And with that gene, you always have a choice. And this is where free will comes in. This is where your responsibility comes in. For that gene and all the other genes in your body, you have the choice. Not your doctor, not your drug company, not the FDA, not the food manufacturer. You have the choice of how you wish that gene to be expressed. You can choose one path, which is, oh, I'm going to eat whatever I feel like eating. I'm going to chug down junk foods and processed foods. I'm going to use cheap chemicals in my personal care products, for example, or in my laundry, and I'm going to use pesticides on my lawn. I'm going to use cleaning solvents on my car and in my garage and around my house and so on. You can make that choice, and that's going to cause that cancer gene to be expressed as full-blown cancer. Or you can make a different choice. You can say, I'm going to lead an anti-cancer lifestyle. Yeah, I'm not going to use synthetic hormones. I'm going to stay away from pharmaceuticals because I'm going to use natural alternatives instead. I'm not going to use toxic fragrance products on my skin. I'm not going to use the non-organic cosmetics that contain heavy metals and other toxic ingredients that promote cancer. I'm going to live a more natural green lifestyle that reduces my exposure to toxic chemicals and enhances my intake of anti-cancer superfoods like spirulina or microalgae or sea vegetables or cruciferous vegetables or healthy oils like omega-3 fatty acids, cod liver oil, and all of these other things. You can make that choice, and then guess what? That gene, that cancer gene, is not going to be expressed as cancer. It's going to remain silent and not ever develop cancer. And this happens throughout your entire body. So you, by your free will, by your mind making decisions, you get to determine how you wish for your genes to be expressed. Now, of course, there are some genes that you probably have very little control over, such as the color of your skin, the color of your eyes or hair, or whether or not you have male pattern baldness, for example, which has a very strong genetic component. You can't just eat carrots and grow hair back if you have male pattern baldness. I'm not talking about those genes. I'm talking about genes that in a healthy person lie dormant, and they're only expressed, they're only awakened if you have very unhealthy lifestyle. Now, the fact is, about 25% of all your genes are they exist just for the purpose of protecting you from microbial invasions. Did you know that? Protecting you from pathogens. About a quarter of all your genes are involved in the function of your immune system. Now that tells you something. It means that your genetic code has a purpose of protecting you from disease. Your genetic code was not designed to make you sick. I mean, it's a senseless idea. If your genes were designed to make you sick and make you diseased, then of course all your ancestors would have died long ago and you wouldn't even exist. So the scientists that say that genes cause disease are, of course, out of their minds. Now we'll talk about that in more detail when we come back, and again I'm going to give you some empowering solutions, some action items that you can work on right now to enhance your health and change your health outcome. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, folks, to the Health Ranger Show. I hope you're enjoying this conversation. We are talking about the myths that conventional medicine wants you to believe so that it makes them more money. And we've talked about the myth of the gene that causes disease and how if you refuse to give in to that myth, then you actually open the door to all kinds of new possibilities for enhancing your health. Now, let me say right now, for the record, that I have seen personally hundreds and hundreds of people cure so-called incurable diseases. Type 2 diabetes, I've seen it cured, reversed. In fact, I'm someone who personally experienced that. I was considered borderline diabetic, and I cured that condition, reversed it through nutrition and superfoods and exercise and sunlight and avoiding toxic foods and toxic chemicals and toxic pharmaceuticals. I reversed it, and I've stayed that way now for 8 years. So it's very easy to reverse, actually. Type 2 diabetes has so many cures. And yet, isn't it funny, the American Diabetes Association insists that there is no cure for diabetes. No such thing as a cure. You know why they say that? Well, in my opinion anyway, because they're taking money from pharmaceutical companies. And the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to cure diabetes, they just want you to manage your blood sugar levels using expensive, patented, monopoly-priced pharmaceuticals that control blood sugar. They want you to stay on those pharmaceuticals for the rest of your life. They don't want you to cure diabetes. They don't want you to wake up one morning and not need medication. Because again, that denies them the revenue that they depend on. So they don't want you to know there are cures. And so all the nonprofit front groups that Big Pharma funds, they all insist that there's no such thing as a cure for diabetes. But there is. And I've seen it myself. In fact, there's a place not far from here. Actually, there are places all over the country. But there's a place in Arizona called the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who just wrote a book, by the way, called There Is a Cure for Diabetes. And they're curing people of diabetes there all the time. It's not even news. People show up there and they get on the diets there, which are plant-based diets, and they get cured of diabetes. And one person who I interviewed there actually cured his type 1 diabetes. Type 1, that's not, I'm not misspeaking that. Type 1 diabetes cured, no longer needs any insulin whatsoever. And the function of his pancreas is returning. Amazing. Modern medical science says that is impossible. Well, in their minds it might be, but it's happening here in Arizona. There's a place in Florida you can go called the Hippocrates Institute. They're healing people there all the time, reversing diabetes, giving people diets that causes them to go into so-called permanent remissions from cancer, which I just call a cure for cancer. And on cancer, by the way, the word in the natural health community, in alternative health practitioners, is that many types of cancer are very, very easy to cure. It's really not that difficult. Now, stage 4 cancer can be very difficult. Certain types of cancer, yes, can be very difficult, like pancreatic cancer. Usually, by the time someone is diagnosed with that, they've only got a couple of weeks to live, and that's very difficult to reverse. But other types of cancer, stage 1, 2, 3, and breast cancer, prostate cancer, these things are so easy to reverse, friends. Now, I know this sounds incredible to you if this is new information. But I'm telling you, these are so easily reversed because there are so many powerful medicines from Mother Nature that halt the growth of cancer tumors. And let me give you one. You can take a supplement called turmeric, and it contains an active ingredient called curcumin. And turmeric, of course, is a root. It's like a ginger root. It's been used in Indian medicine and in Indian cuisine for thousands of years. It's been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years as well. That's a system of medicine that goes back about 5,000 years. A lot of experience in that system of medicine. Well, if you take curcumin and you combine it with black pepper, then black pepper has an active chemical constituent called piperine. And when you combine piperine with curcumin, which means eating curry and pepper at the same time, they combine and the synergistic anti-cancer effect of those two nutrients is multiplied by 1,000 times. And it becomes nature's most potent natural chemotherapy. And that circulates throughout your body, throughout your cells, and it causes cancer tumors to break off their blood supply so they can no longer feed themselves. And if you do this on a regular basis and you combine it with other anti-cancer foods like the cruciferous vegetables and the garlic and the ocean vegetables that I mentioned earlier, and you do this many times throughout the day, day after day, you will find, I believe, that your cancers are vanishing. And if you continue that anti-cancer lifestyle, your cancers will never return. It really is that simple, and I've seen it happen in people many, many times. Now, if you've been diagnosed with cancer, by the way, let me give you a safety note. I encourage you to go visit a qualified health practitioner, preferably a naturopathic doctor, an ND, and I strongly discourage you from going to visit an oncologist, because an oncologist pretty much just wants to treat you with chemotherapy. It's like taking your car to a transmission specialist and asking them, what's wrong with my car? And they're going to say, well, gee, something's wrong with your transmission. Let's work on your transmission for the tune of about $3,000. You take your body to an oncologist who only knows two things, and that's radiation and chemotherapy, who doesn't even understand nutrition, who never learned nutrition, then you're not going to get any answers that teach you how to reverse that disease. You're only going to get answers that say, take these poisons, take this radiation, and we might be able to add 6 years of miserable life to your life. That's what you get when you go to an oncologist. I've seen oncologists kill so many people. It's disgusting what happens in the medical industry today. And I think that many of those oncology practitioners should be stripped of their licenses, and some of them probably charged with manslaughter for what they've done to kill patients. It's incredible. But the good news is you don't have to be that kind of a victim, you see. You can live an anti-cancer lifestyle. Once you start teaching yourself how to avoid breast cancer or prostate cancer or colon cancer, you can reverse it. Not just prevent it, but reverse it. That's an incredible message. And that's the message I want to get across to you, that even if you've been diagnosed with something right now, heart disease, or stage 3 cancer, or diabetes, or obesity, or osteoporosis, there are ways to reverse almost all of those conditions if you're willing to make the changes in your lifestyle. Changes in your diet, and I do mean radical changes in your diet. I do mean this is going to take effort. This is going to take giving up all the poisons that caused that cancer in the first place. But that's your choice, you see, and I want you to know that you have the option. Conventional medicine doesn't want you to know that you have a choice. They want to tell you you have no choice, that your genes are in charge of this, and that you must submit to their treatments, otherwise you will die. And they use that kind of fear to recruit you into their treatment systems. But I want to tell you, you have a choice. You have a choice that maybe your doctor doesn't even know about. There are supplements available on the market today. There's a company called Baseline Nutritionals. You can find them at baselinenutritionals.com. They have some of the most potent anti-cancer products I've ever seen. They have a tincture that's a blood cleanser that's just incredible. It's called Blood Support. They can't call it anti-cancer medicine because the FDA would jump on them and confiscate their product. It's called Blood Support. In my opinion, it's one of the most potent anti-cancer medicines available in the natural world. The point is, folks, you have options. You have new options. Now that you know this, if you have a disease that you're dealing with, all you got to do is go educate yourself. Go online. You can start at naturalnews.com. You can search for any nutrient, search for any health condition, search for answers, educate yourself, read other sources, read other books. Inform yourself, and you will find ways to overcome even serious disease. That's my message to you today. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to believe the lies and disinformation that conventional medicine wants you to believe. Now stay with me. We're going to come back and talk more about this subject. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We are talking about health freedom, health responsibility, all the options that you now have available to you as a health consumer to take charge of your health, to overcome serious disease, even if you've been diagnosed with something that you thought was incurable, even if you've been told there are no cures, there are no answers. I'm here to tell you there are cures. There are cures. I've seen people reverse diabetes. I've seen people overcome cancer, even late-stage cancer. I've seen people reverse heart disease. In fact, I've experienced much of this myself. I used to be borderline obese, borderline diabetic. I used to be depressed, high cholesterol, chronic lower back pain. I used to have all of that, folks. I was only 30 years old. I changed that. And now I've worked to help others change and improve their health outcomes so that they don't have to live in chronic pain and they don't have to be victims of a system of medicine that really has no interest in your health. They just have an interest in your bank account. I know it sounds kind of sinister. It sounds like I don't have much faith in the ethics of the medical establishment. So let me be very clear about this. I think that most doctors got into the business for the right reasons. Most doctors are good people, and I know a lot of doctors. And they really do want to help people heal. They have good intentions. And they're very intelligent individuals. However, they are operating under a system that has no ethics. It's a system where the pharmaceutical companies now control virtually everything. They control the curriculum at the local med school. They control the legislation. They control the FDA. They even pay money to the FDA. They control the legislators. They control the media. And thus the doctors are operating under a system that is almost completely controlled by the pharmaceutical companies. As a result, doctors are never taught nutrition. And if you haven't been taught nutrition, you can't teach it to patients. Dr. Andrew Weil even says that of his own colleagues, and he's a physician that went to 4 years of medical school and practiced medicine. He says of his own colleagues, they are, quote, nutritionally illiterate. That's his quote. That's what a doctor says about his colleagues. I happen to agree with him. Doctors, for the most part, are nutritionally illiterate. So don't go to a doctor if you're expecting answers about what to eat to prevent disease. Or even don't even expect them to have any knowledge that this possibility exists. I went to a doctor one time as a personal friend, personal visitation, because I mentioned I know a lot of doctors, and I was talking to him about blueberries and cholesterol, about how eating a lot of blueberries lowers your cholesterol better than the cholesterol drugs, and yet it has no negative side effects, and this doctor didn't even know about that. That blew my mind, because to me it's common sense. And I was talking to him about zinc preventing low birth weight babies, and he didn't even know that either. Didn't even know that red yeast rice is a natural supplement that lowers cholesterol. Didn't even know that the FDA had tried to outlaw that because it competed with the statin drugs. I'm telling you, in all the conversations I've had with doctors, there are very few, in fact, only two, that knew anything about nutrition. Because in all the years of medical school, they can get as few as little as just 1 hour of nutrition taught to them. Which means that if you go out on the internet and you search on nutrition and you educate yourself about your health condition, if you spend 10 hours doing that, learning about nutrition, then you've had 10 times more education on nutrition than your doctor had in 4 years of medical school. Isn't that amazing? That's not an exaggeration. It's a technical fact. One class hour is all some of them have had, and they've never learned anything about nutrition since then. But the truth is, folks, that nutrition can prevent and cure so many diseases. Diseases that we've been told there are no cures for. I've already mentioned several of them here, but I want to say that it encompasses lots of other so-called conditions that the drug companies are coming up with, like, let's say, depression or ADHD. You see, nutrition can solve these problems before they become diagnosed conditions. Because this is another myth that the drug companies want you to believe, that there's something wrong with your brain chemistry. In fact, they want you to believe that you are somehow deficient in their chemical, that your brain would operate correctly if it only had more of the chemical that they happen to have patented. Yes, that's what they want you to believe, that you're a human being, that when you were born as a child, that no, Mother Nature didn't give you everything you needed. No, God did not give your body everything it needed. No, that there's something lacking from that little baby's brain, and that is a drug company chemical. And if all the babies were only injected with enough chemicals, then we'd all be healthy. And this is how they get around to doing things like mandatory vaccinations of all the babies, and then claiming that it has nothing to do with autism. This is how they overprescribe antibiotics to babies in a useless, abusive way, actually, because not only do the antibiotics not make the babies well, but they make them sicker, and they breed superbugs at the same time. They want you to believe all of this, though. And in fact, some states want to criminalize you if you don't believe it. So if you're a parent who says, I don't believe in these fictitious conditions, I don't believe that my child should be vaccinated with these toxic chemicals in the vaccine, I don't believe that ADHD is something that really exists and that I should put my child on speed, because speed, of course, is the street name of the amphetamine drugs that are prescribed to children who are diagnosed with ADHD. But if you say those things in some states, they'll call Child Protective Services on you. They don't want you to be a parent if you don't subscribe to the mythology of modern pharmacology, you see. And it is a mythology. It's a completely irrational belief system in modern pharmacology as the only chemical intervention that has any medical standing whatsoever. You see, there are many, many systems of medicine in the world. Actually, over 100 systems of medicine. I'll name a few. There's Chinese medicine. There's Japanese medicine. There's Tibetan medicine. There's Western herbalism, South American herbalism, Australian Aboriginal medicine, Pacific Island medicine, There are all sorts of different systems of medicine across Europe. Then, of course, there's energy medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic medicine, network spinal care medicine. And I'm just getting started. There are all kinds of systems of medicine that exist in the world that the people have used for thousands of years to get healthy. And you know what modern American medicine, the system, says today? It says, no, you cannot have access to any of those other systems of medicine. There's only one system that we will recognize, and that is modern pharmacology. Drugs and surgery, friends. That's the only system of medicine that will be recognized in this country, and everything else, they say, is completely discredited. They say it has no scientific standing, even though millions of people around the world have used those other systems of medicine for thousands and thousands of years, even though it's based on natural medicines made by Mother Nature that are innately biocompatible with the human body. These modern drug company crooks and miseducated doctors and corrupt FDA officials will insist that all of those systems of medicine have zero value, and that you, the patient, must subscribe to their belief system, which paints you as a victim in need of patented chemicals that must be deficient in your body. You need them, and you must pay the highest prices in the world, monopoly prices, for those drugs if you want to be well. And they say this, and they pound it into the heads of the American consumers, and all the while, Americans are the most diseased people in the world. The highest rates of disease overall. More combined cases of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, depression, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, you name it. More here in America than in any country in the world. And these people have the audacity to say with a straight face that we have the best medicine in the world. Are you kidding me? Tell you what we do have. We have the most dishonest system of medicine in the world. We have the most corrupt regulators in the world, the FDA. We have the highest death rate of any country in the world of its citizens from medicine. 100,000 Americans a year killed by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. That's more than 30 times the number of people killed by the terrorist attacks on 9/11. And that happens every year. Don't believe in that system, folks. If you do, it may cost you your life. I hope I've empowered you with some new ideas, motivated you to challenge those old, outdated belief systems. Don't become a victim of modern conventional medicine. Believe in the medicine made by Mother Nature and God. Believe in your ability to heal, and believe that you have control over your health outcome, not some drug company or some miseducated doctor. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Health Ranger Show, and I'll talk to you again on the next show.